Jake Saddle here on the East Holm School Report, and today I'm joined by J.T. Lunenborg, the principal at Chestnut Ridge and Mount Hope. J.T., thanks for taking some time to join us today.
Not a problem. I appreciate it, Jake. Thanks for having me.
And we're kind of getting to that point where it's the last hurrah for the 8th graders. You were telling me the D.C. trip's coming up.
Yeah, the 8th graders, this is kind of the end for them, and we kind of finished off the year with them taking a trip to Washington, D.C., for the Mount Hope and Chestnut Ridge 8th grade students. We'll be leaving May 7th, I think, and they come back on the 9th.
And that's such an important trip for a lot of kids in their school experience. They just get a chance to go and see, you know, the parts that work in our nation and all the different memorials.
Yeah, they get to go around our Capitol. We actually get to go to Gettysburg before we go to hit Washington, D.C. itself. So they get to see that battlefield. And then driving into D.C., we get to see the memorials. They go into the Capitol building, get to see a lot of different things, Arlington Cemetery, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, things that they probably wouldn't get to see otherwise. So it's kind of one of those once-in-a-lifetime trips for some of our 8th grade students.
And I think we've talked about it before, but just the majestic nature of that changing of the guard ceremony of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, it's something that I know a lot of kids really appreciate. It's something they've never really seen before.
Yeah, it's something different for them. What's interesting is our upper grade teachers, our social studies teachers, they kind of prepare the students for this trip in a way, you know, doing some studies on Washington, D.C. and some of the things that they may get to see. And usually the students are pretty excited about getting to see the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's a very ceremonial type activity that takes place. And it's kind of interesting, and they have never seen it before, so it's exciting for them.
Do they have any other favorite parts of the trip that you've had from classes past that they said, you know, we really loved this?
There's a lot of the favorite parts. Just being around the city and seeing the memorials, it's kind of like they stay close, but yet they get a chance to move a little bit. So seeing those things and just being with their friends is kind of an interesting part. The bus ride is quite a long bus ride, but they just seem to enjoy each other on the ride. They do enjoy the Smithsonian museums. We do go to the Natural History and the American History Museums and get to see those. And they come back with a lot of pictures and things to talk about what they saw in the museums.
And that's always a great trip. You know, you're getting kind of close to the end of the year. And before we know it, it's going to be time for that 8th grade graduation.
Yeah, that's going to follow a couple weeks later. For Mount Hope, it'll be on Friday, May 23rd. And for Chestnut Ridge, the following Tuesday on the 27th. That'll be also our Chestnut Ridge Mount Hope picnic days, and then the last day of school to follow on that Wednesday. So everything comes really quick for our 8th grade students here at the end of the year, but it's an exciting time for them, and we just want to make it an enjoyable, fun year.
And that 8th grade graduation, it's such a great way to honor those students for all their hard work.
It is, and it's their final hurrah at my buildings. They do not go to Highland High School. When they graduate from here, they start into the work world. So we hopefully prepared them the best we can. And when they leave us, they're leaving their education behind and moving on into the real world.
Well, talking about the end of the school year, do you have any dates or anything the parents and community might need to know about?
Well, like I'd mentioned before, with our parents and families, Mount Hope, the 8th grade graduation is Friday, May 23rd. That's 6 o'clock in the evening at the gardens at the homestead right next to Mount Hope School. Chestnut Ridge graduation is 9:30 in the morning on Tuesday the 27th at Chestnut Ridge School. And then our end-of-year picnics do take place on the 27th as well on that Tuesday. So those are just kind of the dates for the end of the year for our parents.
Okay, well, JT, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today.
Yeah, not a problem. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the month.
And that was JT Lunenborg, the principal at Chestnut Ridge in Mount Hope, here on the East Holm School Report.